It was supposed to be a media marriage made in heaven. The television giant Univision's acquisition of the radio group, Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation. Together, the two titans would create the nation's largest Spanish-language radio and TV company. But the merger has turned into a political melee. Democrats have tried to block the merger, saying it would consolidate too much power in too few hands. Univision says it's the victim of a smear campaign because the company's leadership happens to be Republican. To help us sort through all this, we've turned to Eduardo Porter, who was covering the merger for The Wall Street Journal. Where does the merger stand right now?
Well, we don't know. It is still under consideration by the FCC, and the FCC is taking its time in coming up with a decision on this.
On the surface, this looks like a battle over big media ownership, but this is really a political fight.
Well, it's both. Clearly, it has become a political fight with all these Democrats in Congress sending letters to Chairman Michael Powell of the FCC against the deal.
You mentioned the Democrats. We should note that these are some fairly heavy hitters. I mean, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle has gotten involved. Senators Kennedy and Clinton are among those who've sent letters to the FCC chairman. Why would they get involved in something like this at that level?
Well, my sense is that there is fear amongst Democrats in Congress that this big vehicle to address the Hispanic electorate would be in the control of people that are perceived to be conservative. And Mr. Parenteau is indeed a Republican.
Mr. Parenteau, Univision CEO.
Yes, and he has funded many Republican politicians, but he has also funded Democrats, including current California Governor Gray Davis.
Throughout this battle, he's been portrayed as an enemy of the working class Hispanic who supported Prop 187. That's the California initiative that would bar illegal immigrants from government-supported programs. And opponents say that his programming reflects his politics. Is that true?
Well, I don't think so. And indeed, Univision claims that Mr. Parenteau has been unfairly charged with this. And in fact, he has campaigned against the abolition of bilingual education. In this, he sided with some big Hispanic advocacy groups.
Univision has taken on its critics, and they argue that the opposition is really being stoked by a much smaller rival, the Spanish Broadcasting System Radio Group. Is there any truth to that?
Well, SBS, Spanish Broadcasting, is clearly against the merger. They themselves tried to merge with Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation, the radio group that is being bought by Univision. And when that failed, they sued Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation and Clear Channel, which is the biggest shareholder of Hispanic Broadcasting Corporation. This lawsuit went nowhere. It was rejected by a federal court. But clearly, Spanish Broadcasting has a big interest in stopping this merger.
In the end, who decides the fate of this merger?
Well, right now, it's in the hands of the FCC, and they could bar it. They could stop it. I think they will not. In the past, the FCC has considered radio and television as separate media, and so you cannot, like, create a bigger monopoly by putting together radio and television because they operate in different markets. And also, it has not considered Spanish language as one different market. Instead, it has considered Spanish as just part of the total media pie. And in that larger pie, Univision only has a rather small share.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Eduardo Porter writes for The Wall Street Journal.